Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Donal O'Donovan in the Irish Independent reports that John Stanley Purcell, a former executive board member with the Irish Nationwide Building Society, has been disqualified for 4 years from any role in the management of a regulated financial service provider, fined €130,000 and reprimanded. The case, which dates back to the collapse of the lender in 2009, is the first where a person who was subject to such of an inquiry has had a determination against them having not agreed a settlement. The central bank must now apply to the High Court to confirm the inquiry decision. The time for a possible appeal has expired. The director of enforcement at the central bank, Colm Kincaid, said the inquiry's decision was a significant milestone in addressing the fallout from the banking crisis. The whole matter has cost the state €24 million thus far. Ian Curran in the Irish Times reports that the chief executive of NAMA, Brendan McDonagh, said he has accepted that he was a very well-paid person, but believed his expertise could have added value to the government's new housing delivery agency. The public servant has Minister of Housing James Brown's top pick to lead the coalition's Housing Activation Office until he withdrew his name from consideration earlier this month following political controversy over his €430,000 salary. Mr. McDonagh appeared before the Oireachtas Committee on Finance and Public Expenditure to discuss issues around the wind down of NAMA. He denied that the public discussion around his salary and a report in the Ditch website about his property dealings had played a part in his decision to withdraw. Bloomberg reports that the EU has prepared a revised trade proposal to share with US negotiators as it aims to inject momentum into the talks with Donald Trump's administration amid lingering scepticism that a transatlantic deal can be reached. According to people familiar with the matter, the new paper includes proposals that take into account international labour rights, environmental standards, economic security, and gradually reducing tariffs to zero on both sides for non-sensitive agricultural products as well as industrial goods. Intended to be sent to officials in Washington earlier this week, the paper also outlines mutual investments and strategic procurement in energy, AI, and digital connectivity. The EU is seeking a balanced and mutually beneficial deal, the sources said. The sides are still scoping each other out, and the Commission would likely need a mandate from member states before starting formal negotiations, one of the people said.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.